Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening.
Good evening. Evening. Good evening.
Okay, I have Auntie Janet.
Yes.
Dad.
Auntie Dad.
Yes.
And Mom.
Yes. Yes.
Good
yes.
evening.
Good evening. Evening.
Okay. I'll be your host for tonight. Angela hoping to join in soon. So while we'll wait for others to join in, I will continue reading in Exodus 30, where God said that he will live among the people. And it goes on to say, "And Jehovah said to Moses, whenever you take a censor of the people of Israel, each man who is the numbered shall give a ransom to the Lord for his soul, so that there will be no plague among the people when you number them. His payment shall be half a dollar. All who have reached their 20th birthday shall give this offering. The rich shall not give more, and the poor shall not give less, if it is an offering to the Lord to make atonement for yourself. Use this money for the care of the tabernacle. It is to bring you, the people of Israel, to the Lord's attentions and to make atonement for you." And the Lord said to Moses, "Make a bronze basin with a bronze pedestal. Put in between the tabernacle and the altar and fill it with water. Aaron and his sons shall wash their hands and feet there when they go into the tabernacle to appear before the Lord, or when they approach the altar to burn offerings to the Lord. They must always wash before doing so, or they will die. These are instructions to Aaron and his son from generation to generation." And the Lord told Moses to collect the choicest of spice, 18 pounds of pure myrrh, and the same amount of cassin, myrrh, and half a gallon of olive oil. The Lord instructed skilled perfume makers to compound all this into a holy anointing oil. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We had a couple of callers to call in. Let's see. Auntie Betty?
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening.
And Auntie Marie?
Yes.
Amen. Good evening.
Evening.
Let's see if I have any other callers. Okay, so I'll do a roll call, and we'll go ahead and get started with our program for tonight. So far I have Auntie Janet, Mom, Dad, Auntie Betty, Auntie Marie, and myself. Did I miss anyone? Amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
Okay, let me find my backup. Okay, good evening, everyone.
Amen.
"For this is the day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it." Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Welcome to the Nellis Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share, if not just say pass. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we enter into your gates with thanksgiving in our hearts. We enter into your courts with praises. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your continually guidance. Thank you for the love that you show us daily. Father God, we ask that you continue to bless the ones that are here and the ones that could not be with us tonight. Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor for protection from our enemy. Dear God, we ask that you go before us to make our crooked road straight and our rough road smooth, and remove anything that is not of you away from our prayer service tonight. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. I think we had a caller to join in, Auntie Carrie.
Yes.
Amen. Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay. Angela.
Yes, I'm here.
Good evening.
But
I'm, Angela in transit. Are you a listener today or?
Listen until I get home.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm your host tonight, Loretta, and we just blessed the line. So we're going to go ahead and get started right into the meat part of our program. And I will go with Auntie Janet. Any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Mm. Let's have a look at Psalms 42, verses 6 through 11. Oh, my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore, I remember you from the land of the Jordan and from the height of Hermon, from the hill Mizar. Deep calls deep at the noise of your waterfalls. All your waves and billows have gone over me. The Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and the night his song shall be with me. A prayer to God of my life. I will say to God, my rock, why have this happened to me? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As to the breaking of my bones, my enemies reproach me. Why they say to me all day long, where is your God? Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, behalf of my countenance and my God. Regardless of how down we feel, how depressed we might be, always know there is healing and deliverance in our praise to our Father. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet. Let's see. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Okay. Look as though we have another caller. Caller, state your name, please.
Auntie Dot.
Auntie Dot, good evening.
Good evening.
Amen. Full house tonight. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Okay, Auntie Marie, do you have any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Okay.
Okay. Mom, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of Matthew 1:18-25, and the suffered is saying, born to save his people. What makes Jesus great? Was it his family line that he came from the lineage of King David and Solomon? Was it that he was born of a virgin? Was it all the miracle he performed, the feeding of the 5,000? Walking on water? Was it that a woman was healed by the touching of the hem of his garment? Why, these significant and marvelous facts of who Jesus was and what he did for others, I would like to suggest that the greatest thing about Jesus is that he came to save us from ourselves. The angel said he will save his people from their sin. Jesus came not only to deliver us from a series of wrongful actions, but to transform us with his godly nature. Our new life in Christ will result in new attitude and value, new ways to walk, and new ways of talking. The birth of Jesus symbolically that all who follow him will also be born into new, abundant life created within them by the same Holy Spirit who created the life saving Lord within Mary. Our greatest and loveliest Savior came to transform our spirit so that we are no longer slaves to our desire and sin. Born into the new life in Christ, we no longer say, the devil made me do it. Instead, our love for God compels us to say yes to his ways, which are light and light us. Through the testimony of his life and the shedding of his pure, innocent blood, we find forgiveness for our sin and the power to live in liberated and God-glorified ways. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you for that selection, Mom. Let's see here. Auntie Dot, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read Matthew 16, 22 to 28.
Amen.
Then Peter caught him and began to rebuke him, saying, be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee. But he turned and said unto Peter, get thee behind me, Satan. Thou art an offering unto me, for thou savest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever will save his life shall lose it, and whatsoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what a man profit if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his work. Verily I say unto you, there will be some standing there which shall not taste of death till they see the Son of Man coming in the kingdom. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot. Let's see here. Dad, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I got some good news. The good news is God's house. We find a part of it in Psalm 127, 14, 8, and Isaiah 56. Now, then spake Solomon, the Lord, said that he would dwell in the thick darkness. I have surely built thee an house to dwell in, a solid place for thee to abide in forever. And the king turned his face about and bless it all, the congregation of Israel, and all the congregation of Israel stood. And he said, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, which spake with his mouth unto David my father, and has with her hand fulfilled it, saying, since the day that I brought forth my people Israel out of Egypt, I chose no city out of all the tribes of Israel to build a house, that my name might be therein. But I chose David to be over my people Israel. And it was in the heart of David, my father, to build an house for the name of the Lord God of Israel. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading on God's house. Amen. Amen. Let's see, Auntie Carrie, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I was going to read Romans 12, 1 through 10.
Amen.
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you may present your body a living sacrifice, holy, accepted unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed of this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and accepted in the perfect will of God. For I say, though the grace given unto every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God has dealt to every man in measure of faith. For we have many members in one body, and all the members have not the same office. So we, being many, one body in Christ, and every member one of another, having the gift differences according to the grace which is given unto us, whether we prophesy according to the proportion of faith. O minister, let us wait on ministries. He that teaches on teaching, or he that exhorts on exaltation. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence, he shows mercy and cheerfulness. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil, and cleave to that which is good. Be kind, affectionate to one another, with brotherly love, and honor, preferring one to another. Amen.
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 God.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that wonderful reading, Auntie Carrie. Let's see. I will go next. My reading is coming from the Daily Bread, and you can catch the reading out of Psalms 19:14. It says, "Who owns my lips?" The question, who owns my lips, is a good one to ask ourselves when we're tempted to use insincere praises to get what we want. If my lips are my own, I can say what I please. But if the Lord owns my lips, then my speech will mirror his word. Perhaps a good way to show who owns our lips would be to begin each day with David's prayer. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Okay, Auntie Betty, any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming from the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, starting at verse 4. It's the God who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sin, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and have raised us up together and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the age to come he might show us exceedingly rich of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that's not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. Wherefore, remember that you be in time past a Gentile in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the uncircumcision in the flesh made by hand. That at that time you were without Christ, being alienated from the commonwealth of Israel and stranger from the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. Angela? Are you at this time home, or are you still traveling?
Traveling.
Okay, so we're going to drive safely. We're going to continue on into the program, and we'll come to the part where we're praying for our sick and shut-in. So if everyone would bow their head, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for all the wonderful things that you do for all of us, especially for Uncle Willie, Sister Shirley, Daddy Verna, Auntie Betty, Mary Lowe, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Auntie Marie, Latoya and Loretta, Ruth Edwards, Uncle Dave, Tony, Malachi, Carlos and the Wells family, Jesse Verna, Uncle Champ, the Rossiter family, the Osborne family, the Alpine family, Uncle Oliver, Calvin Avery, Eileen Holliday, Dessa Kendrick, DeMarcus, Valerie Crockett, Mary Ann, the Boyers family, Eric, Tally and family, Brian, Cheryl, the Aretha Verna, the Williams family, the Moody family, and anyone else that we are not aware of, but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we ask that you give them the strength that they need to keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Heavenly Father, we call upon Jehovah Rapha for complete healing in Jesus' name. And we plead the blood of Jesus over our sick and shut-ins, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. For there is still power in the blood. For he died so that we may have life and more abundantly. Thank you for your love. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Okay, we're at the birthday. week of January 9th through the 16th. Any birthdays we need to recognize for that week?
John Demon, 14.
John. Okay, we have birthday. Auntie Dot, would you do us the honor of singing the birthday song?
Yes.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everyone. May God bless you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Dot. And that take us to the part of our program where we share what's on our heart, whether it be a praise report, testimony, song, or poem, or what's on our heart. And I will start with, let's see here, Auntie Betty.
Okay, I'm going to try to sing.
Amen.
He got the whole world in his hand. 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 He got my father and my mother in his hand. He got my brother and my sister in his hand. He had my son and my daughter in his hand. He got the whole world in his hand. He got the sun and the rain in his hand. He got the moon and the stars in his hand. He got the wind and the cloud in his hand. He got the whole world in his hand. He got the rivers and the mountains in his hand. He got the ocean and the sea in his hand. He got you and got me in his hand. He got the whole world in his hand. He got everybody here in his hand. He got everybody there in his hand. He got everybody everywhere in his hand. He got the whole world 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 in his hand. Amen, amen.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. That was wonderful, Auntie Betty.
Thank you.
And the way God works, I've been singing that song all week. And I was going to sing it tonight, and when you sung it, my heart just filled up.
Lord,
I tell you, God is something else. He is something else. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that song, Auntie Betty.
Beautiful.
Okay. Auntie Janet, any praise report or testimony, song or poem you want to share with us?
I have a poem that I would like to share. I've shared it once. I'd like to do it again.
Amen.
The title of it is If. And the scripture verse is, a good man leaves an inheritance to his children, but the wealth of the sinner is stored for the righteous. It says, if I can throw a single ray of light across the darkened path of another. If I can aid some soul to clear sight of life and duty, and thus bless my brother, if I can wipe from any human cheek a tear, I shall not have lived my life here in vain. If I can guide some erring one to truth, inspire within his heart a sense of duty, if I can plant within my soul a rosy youth, a sense of right, a love of truth and beauty, if I can teach one man that God and heaven are near, I shall not have lived in vain here. If from my mind I banish doubt and fear, and keep my life attuned to love and kindness, I can scatter light and hope and cheer, and help remove the curse of mental blindness. If I could make more joy, more hope, I shall not have lived my life in vain. Mm-hmm. If by life road I can plant a tree, beneath whose shade some weary heart may rest, though I may never share its beauty, I shall yet but truly bless. Though no one knows my name, nor drop a flower upon my grave, I shall not have lived my life in vain. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you for that poem, Auntie Janet. Amen. Amen. Okay, Dad, any praise report, testimony, poem, or song you want to share with the group tonight?
I'm going to read a little bit more.
Amen. God house?
No, the words of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
The words of Jesus. This is some of the words he spoke when he was here. Well, we listen to how he spoke them. Amen. Now. Okay.
Amen.
Jesus and the Father. I am not alone. I stand with the Father who sent me. I am the one who by witness about myself, and the Father who sent me by witness about me. You know neither me nor my Father. If you knew me, you would know my Father also. He who sent me is true, and I speak to the word, those things which I hear from him. I do nothing on my own, but say only what the Father taught me. It's Jesus talking now, but I'm reading it.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have no wish to glorify my Father, myself. God is going to glorify me. Whosoever sees me and hear him, just blow it out a bit. Whoever sees me, sees him who sent me. That's it. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for the word of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Dad.
Amen.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Amen.
Okay, Auntie Marie, any praise report or testimony, song or poem?
Yes.
Amen, okay. Auntie Carrie, praise report, testimony, song or poem?
I'm going to try to sing a song, okay?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Glory. I want to see him look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Here's a path home and ever to rejoice. And I journey to this land, singing
as I go.
Heart and soul to heaven, to the land of glory. In the air is my soul, from without the beginning. But my Lord, lead me on. Oh, I want to see him look upon his face, and to sing for the death of his
grace.
On the field of gold,
let him be my voice.
Ever to rejoice when in service for my Lord, dark may be the night, but I cling more close to him. He will give me light. Say the stairs may take my soul, turn my soul aside. But my Lord goes ahead, leaving well to be tied. Oh, I want to see him look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Here's a path home and land, here's a
true
God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Name it great.
All right, Cody.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Well, thank you for that song, that wonderful song, Saving Grace. Amen. Amen. Okay, Auntie Dot, any song, poem, testimony, or praise report?
Okay.
Amen. Okay, all right. Angela. Are you in position to share anything, or are you still a listener?
I'm going to attempt to sing.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. You have won a victory. Hallelujah, you have won it all for me. Death could not hold you down. Hallelujah. You have won the victory. Hallelujah. You have won it all for me. Death could not hold you down. You are the risen King, seated in majesty. You are the risen King.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. God, keep it moving. Keep it moving.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 Thank you for that wonderful song, Angela. All right. Mom, any poem? Testimony song. Keep it moving. Keep it moving. Amen.
I'm gonna take a part and take my hand, precious Lord.
Amen. Amen.
It's the Lord. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, and let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When my way grows narrow, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is almost gone, hear my cry, hear my call, hold my hand, lest I fall. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, and let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home. When the dark will and the night draw near, and the day is and go at the river. I stand at my feet. Hold my hand, take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home. Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Amen. I feel his presence. I feel his presence. presence. Amen.
Oh,
yeah.
God
thank
is
you for
good.
That.
It's good.
Yes, yes. Amen. Thank you for that song, Mom. And that brings us to the part of our program where we share the closing prayer. But if there's anything anyone else would like to share before we do the closing prayer.
Yes, I would like to report on Sister Shirley. She came home from rehab on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So she's doing that.
Amen.
And
praise God.
And my anniversary is January the 16th. Next Saturday, I'll be married 48 years.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
That's a blessing.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Jesus, right. He's gonna live that long. Praise
the Lord. Amen. That is so true. Amen. Amen. Okay. Thank you for sharing that wonderful news with us. And we still praying for Sister Shirley. Just send her, give her our love. That we still have her in our prayer. And congratulations on your 48 years as of the 16th of January. Amen. 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 Angela, are you in position to do a closing prayer?
Yes, madam.
Okay, so if everyone would bow their head, please.
In closing, take the Lord along with you everywhere you go. Trust in Him in spite of. As we walk by faith, hold on to God's unchanging hand. We should do things. We should see things like God sees things. Lean and depend on God. Whatever God has trusted you to do, keep the faith. Have a blessed week. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Angela. Thank you. Hallelujah. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellens family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. And we pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. If you didn't pick up on the books that was read throughout this evening, you can grab hold to those songs that were shared with us, as well as the poem, Take My Hand, Lord. He got the whole world, saving grace. You have won the victory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So if you can't remember the scripture, at least remember the songs. They'll take you through your week. Amen, amen. Remember to keep God first in all that you do, and He will direct your path. And Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor for protection from our enemy. For you say no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and we are trusting and believing in your words and your words alone. Father God, we ask that you continue to bless America and other nations. In Jesus Christ's holy name, everyone have a blessed week. Jesus loves you, and so do we. Good night, everyone. A wonderful program tonight. Love you all. Love you all.
Love you. God bless you.
God bless you.
All right.
Amen. Good night, everyone.
Good
night. What's up, Big D? But that one word feels like it's gonna be alright. I can make it through the night. Don't wanna hear mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or brother say. I just wanna hear you.
Okay, I would like to leave this with you for the week. This is from the Family Nelums. A careless word may kindle strife. A cruel word may wreck a life. A timely word may lessen stress. A loving word may heal and bless. May God bless you all. Good night. Have a blessed week. Keep God first. Amen. Amen and amen.